بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير وخير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. They explain in the chapter that we should make mujahada, strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and the particular reference here is with our ibadat. We should strive to make more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, not just be satisfied with the farad, but that we do more. And farad is also limited. Fajr now we could only make 2 rakats. No matter how much we enjoy it, we can't make 3 or 6 rakats. The same way the 2 sunnats of Fajr are only 2. But Nafal, now when it will be Ishraq time, we can make the 2 4 rakats of Ishraq and we can make as much Nafal as we want to. So we should strive in the Nafal ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So here in this hadith, the 6th hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minul qawi, a strong mu'min. That is the person, a mu'min who has got passion and he engages more in nafal ibadat. He gets up for tahajjur also, he makes his ishraq also, all his other nafal ibadat also he does. Khayrun wa ahabbu ilallah is more better and more beloved to Allah Ta'ala min al-mu'mini dha'if, from a mu'min who is a weak mu'min. That is, he only settles for the farad, for the basics of deen. He doesn't do anything extra. So the one who does more is more beloved to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And he is more beloved also, and he is better than the weak mu'min who only settles and only does the basics. وَفِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ, and in all of them there is goodness. In the weak Muslim also, the strong Muslim also. But everyone would like to be a strong person. More we would like to do. Not just be satisfied with the little bit. On one occasion, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave a bayan in Bombay and explained that to keep a mustache is permissible, but with the condition that the whiteness of the upper lip is not covered with the hair. And that is a 2nd division pass. The best is to remove the mustache completely. That is 1st division. So a young person who was there, he said, I'm quite happy with 2nd division also, even if I pass 2nd division. His father was also present and he said, no, you are lying. When you got married, you were not satisfied with the 2nd division girl. You wanted the best girl in marriage. For your furniture, you were not prepared with second-hand furniture. You wanted the brand new furniture. So in dunya, we all want the best. Then why in deen do we settle for 2nd division? So in deen also, we should strive and target the best and more in deen. On one occasion, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was visiting somebody and their garden wasn't so tidy. The lawn wasn't mowed, etc. While the neighbor's garden yard was very clean and tidy. So Maulana observed and he said that, see, these other people have got garden service and they come and do their gardening for them, so their garden is neat and tidy and is kept well, and these people haven't got any garden service. In one point he deduced from there was that a person who has got a sheikh in his life to look after his matters of deen will be clean and good. And a person who hasn't got a share, then that person's matters, like that garden which was unkept, which was not neat and tidy, his life will be like that. And the other point Maulana then explained, that as we would like our garden, our house to be clean and tidy, he said, more than that, we should have our deen to be properly. We want that our dunya, we are all very particular. With regard to renewing our licenses, we will make sure we renew them. With regard to paying our utility bills, we'll make sure we pay them. But our deeni matters, then we are very negligent. We must be more particular in our deeni matters, so we should be a mu'minul qawi, a strong mu'min. That is, in deeni matters, we must observe everything. That is much more better. Ahris ala ma yanfa'u. be greedy, always be searching for those things that benefit you, that is for deen. Be keen always. For example, there is a bayan, be keen to go and listen to the bayan. Some buzurg has come to our town, our country, be keen to go and meet him, go and sit and listen to his bayans, etc. All deeni matters, we must be keen, we must be greedy for deeni matters. Today for dunya's matters, if we come to know that today in Rudipur, ShopRite is selling butter 20 cents cheaper, we'll spend 20, we'll go 20 kilometers more and spend 2 hours more to go and save 20 cents. For dunya, we will just that 20 cents, we'll spend more money, more time. But a deen, if we hear some alim has come in Rudipur and is giving a bayan, very few of us will be keen to go and listen. There we haven't got that interest. We should have it for deen. Wasta'in billah wa la ta'ajiz, and seek help from Allah Ta'ala, and don't be helpless, don't be lazy. Whenever we have to, we get lazy for fajr, we just sleep away, or we just make it at home. No, for deen, seek the Allah's help. Don't be lazy. And it's just a matter of turning to Allah and seeking His help, then Allah makes everything easy. We see a woman on the road, we feel I'm weak, I can't help it, I just look at her. No, seek Allah's help and don't look at all whatsoever. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And if something contrary to your wishes, something untowards happens to you, then don't say, if I did this or if I should have done that. Don't say like that, if. Don't bring if into the equation. It was meant from Allah Ta'ala. It could never miss you. It comes in another hadith. That whatever is written for you can never miss you. And what missed you could never come to you. Allah has planned everything. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ. But whenever anything happens, says, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Allah meant it this way. Whatever Allah wishes, only that happens. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. For low, if, the word if, opens the doors of shaitan. If I should have done that, if I should have done that, that is the work of shaitan. Don't say that. Say whatever Allah has meant, that has happened. I got this deal, I got this job, Allah meant it. I didn't get the job, I didn't get this business deal, then it wasn't meant for me. And if you do that, you yourself will be happy with yourself. And if you don't, you will find fault with you will find fault with your other with other workers, that he didn't do this, he didn't follow this up, that's why this happened. You'll fight with the family people, you people didn't lock the door, you didn't do this. But if you accept it, you will be at peace with yourself, at peace with everyone, and the rewards you will get from Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah opens great doors of His mercy on those people, and those people who become miserable with themselves make other people miserable also. Then their life just goes in misery, and there is no happiness, no goodness in their life. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen and practice upon our deen.